I have the recording started, and we just admitted one more to the room here, and I'll keep an eye out for that. And if we get a few late arrivals, we'll make sure they get into the room. And Peter, once again, I am so appreciative that you joined us this evening for us, and we're very much all looking forward to hearing about how do we keep leaders strong during the challenging times. Peter, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Bill. So, Paul, you have a copy of the PowerPoint?
Not yet.
Okay, but you will.
I will send it to her.
So if anyone would like a copy of the PowerPoint, you can get it from Sir Paul. Okay. Well, thank you for inviting me to be here with you this morning. I really enjoy the time that I spent in Cambodia and looking forward to doing it soon. This morning, we're going to explore how we can all take care of ourselves. We all know this is really important because we live in a very stressful time, and if we don't take care of ourselves and take care of some of this stress, it has serious physical results, serious psychological results. For example, there have been a number of studies that show if we don't take care of our stress, there's a good chance that we're going to end up with a heart attack, which is something none of us want to have. So it's in our best interest to take care of our stress. Plus, if we don't take care of ourselves, we can't take care of the people we're working with. So our agenda on the next page.
Just a second, Peter. I just got two people coming in. I'm going to get you to the next page. There we are. Oh, Peter, I think I inadvertently muted you. You'll need to unmute.
No, yourself. You're fine.
Okay.
You're fine. So our agenda is we're going to start with some practical ideas for recharging ourselves. The first one we're going to talk about is change of pace. Then we're going to look at how we can gain closure on what we're doing. We'll talk about uncluttering our desks and our lives. We'll talk about using a personal retreat, and then maybe doing something to splurge for ourselves, maybe trying something new. And then we'll talk about time away with family and friends. And at the end, I'm going to ask you to set a goal for yourselves with a time frame for what you can do to help yourself become healthier and more resilient. And we'll have plenty of time for questions and discussion at the end of this. Next page, Bill, please.
Sorry, I'm still admitting people, and I'm suddenly my next page didn't work. I'm gonna. Bear with me, Peter. I apologize. I keep admitting people.
I think on the left, right, down at the corner, I think.
No, that's what I've been going with those, and it hasn't been working.
Can you put your cursor on? There we go. Thanks.
Whatever I don't know what I did, but I'll get there, Peter.
Okay.
I'll figure this out.
So you're a leader, and you can't lead if you're too tired to lead, physically, mentally, or spiritually. So it's crucial that you take care of yourself so you can take care of others. And this is true whether you're a leader, a member, or you play some other role. So flip to the next page, please. So we all need to recharge our batteries on an ongoing basis. We know what happens when our cell phone goes dead, can't get anything done. So question for you to answer yourself, you don't have to say it out loud. How are you doing today? do you feel fully charged? Are you full of life? Are you resilient? Or do you feel good, but you're a little bit drained? Or are you weak and probably need a jump start? Or do you have very little left? Maybe you need a new battery. So reflect on that for yourself. And then as we go through the other pages, you can think about what you might do to get yourself up back up to that fully charged level. Okay, Bill? So our first practical idea for recharging is getting to a change of pace. Now, we all have routines in our jobs, and routine can be good, but routine can also let us fall into a rut. So what can we do to get out of a rut? Well, how about spending some time doing something you've been putting off? I don't know if you have a list of things you want to do. Bill and I call that a to-do list. But often I have things in my to-do list that sit there day after day after day or week after week after week. And they're staring at me and I feel badly that I haven't gotten to them. And I get a little bit depressed I haven't gotten to them. Why don't I just get to them? So take care of it. Catch up. Catch up with your reading. I usually have a stack of things on my desk that I want to read. And again, it's like my to-do list. I feel badly that I don't get to it. Why don't I take a half an hour every day dedicated to catching up with my reading? Or how about reviewing or revising your plan for the year? Look at your goals for 2022. We're just starting this year. Is there something you might do to revise or change it based on what's happened so far? How about changing your work schedule for a couple of weeks? Come in a half hour earlier. Leave a half hour earlier. Maybe change when you go to lunch. Maybe change when you have your tea break or something. Spend more time listening to people you work with. A question that Bill and I like to ask people is, what would you change if you were in charge? And then listen and take notes, and you'll get some great ideas. And how about delegating something important to another person? And the word important needs to be underlined. I don't like to delegate busy work to anybody. I don't like to do it. I don't want to delegate that to something anybody else. But if there's something important that needs to be done, how about delegating that? And all the things on this page can help you change a pace. And we change our pace, sometimes that can be reinvigorating. Bill? Practical ideas for recharging, gaining closure. It's always important to feel a sense of accomplishment for things. And when we have something on our list and we can put a check mark beside it saying, I've taken care of that, that can be invigorating. So what if you finish a project you've been working on? Maybe have a conversation with someone, a conversation you've been avoiding or putting off. How about putting the things you really need to do on a to-do list? Then take things off your to-do list that you know you'll never get done. And if you want to delete something that's important, delegate it. It helps me have more control over what I'm trying to do, and I don't have to rely on my memory all the time for the things that I'm not getting done. Okay, Bill? You're getting really good at this, Bill.
Oh, practice, practice.
Oh, that's great.
I'm here to serve, Peter.
Thank you. It's hard to be efficient and effective when we're working in a mess, in a messy area. We can start by uncluttering physical things, your work area, your desk, your office. And in my office, I had 300 books that I've collected over the last 45 years. And some of the books were textbooks I used from college. Guess how often I looked at those books? Never. And who wants a 45-year-old textbook anyway? And so my office just felt cluttered from having all that stuff.
So, Peter, uncluttered means untidy, right?
Pardon?
I mean, uncluttered means untidy or something.
Yes, untidy. Yes, exactly. Thank you. So I've gotten rid of probably 200 books. And what did I do in their place? I put some pictures of my grandkids. I put some pictures of the mountains. So I have something else to look at and I feel better about it. Then unclutter your thought life. Maybe we need to think more deeply about a few things rather than having shallow thoughts about a whole bunch of things. For example, can you pay more attention to the handful of things that make a real difference in your organization? And it's all too easy to fill up my day doing stuff that's not important. I feel like I'm busy, but I'm doing things that are not important because I'm putting off some things that are really important that are going to take a lot of thought. And so I'm just avoiding those. Okay, Bill? How about taking a personal retreat? Can you take a day away from work to reflect on what you're doing, how you're doing, what you can do differently? And if you can't take a day, how about half a day? And if you can't take half a day, how about taking an hour every day for a week just to reflect on things? I found that religious retreats are a great way and a structured way to do this. And when I go to a religious retreat, someone else is organizing it for me. So I don't have to think about any organization. I can just follow the directions as I go through that. And I assume religious retreats are part of religion in Cambodia. Is that correct, Sopal? Okay, I see you nodding your head. Yes, okay. So that's something else that can help us get a change. Again, we get in a rut and we're so busy doing things, we don't step back and reflect on how we're doing what we're doing. And if we don't reflect on how we're doing what we're doing, then that doesn't give us a chance to change, to improve, and to grow. Okay. Bill? How about splurging on yourself? And I don't know the Cambodian word for splurge. Can you help me, Sopal? I hear silence.
Sorry, I don't know either. Anyone know?
It's some nice run. You mean to spend a lot of money to buy something, right?
No, not a lot of money, a tiny bit.
But do something nice for yourself.
Do something nice for yourself. That's a good way to put it, Bill. Thank you. What do you really like to do and you haven't done for a while? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's taking a long walk after lunch. Maybe it's me going to a movie with my wife, go to a show, maybe visit a museum, maybe play with your kids, your grandkids, maybe get a massage. For Bill, it's getting a foot massage. He loves those.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I don't want to spend a lot of money doing this because that creates more stress than I'm spending money. But just think what you can do to take care of yourself a little bit. And again, that can help you to recharge your batteries. Okay, Bill. Practical ideas for recharging, trying something new. How about breaking out of your daily routines? So change some of your routines. I already talked about maybe you come to work half an hour earlier and leave half an hour earlier. Maybe you read a book from an author you haven't read before. A friend of mine was talking, I was talking with him about religion this morning, and he said he's been studying pantheism. That's P-A-N-T-H-E-I-S-M. And that's an old religious approach. I learned about it in high school and I've forgotten everything about it. So I'm going to get a book on pantheism and read it just because it's something different. With your work team, why don't you do something different? Maybe do some team building. And if you want specific ideas on how to do team building, talk to Bill or talk to me. We can help you design it. Do something physical. Walk, run, swim, hike, yoga. Play tennis without breaking your ankle, whatever it might be. Okay. But again, we're trying to get out of our routine, make things different. You know, you could remodel your office. Move your desk to someplace where it hasn't been before. Anything like that can help a bit as we recharge our batteries. Okay, Bill.
Somebody needs to mute. Not so, you, Peter.
Thank you. It won't work if I'm mute.
Not you.
Yeah. When we get really busy with our work, I know it's true for me, the thing that often gets neglected is my family and my friends. So how about I focus on spending a little bit more time with my family and friends? Maybe I should take a vacation, but don't look at your emails. If we're looking at our emails as we're taking a vacation, it destroys some of the quality of the time we have. Do some things with your family and friends you haven't done in a while. Reach out to friends you haven't seen recently. Go on a picnic. I know I go to my iPhone and I go to my contacts and I'll go through it and I'll say, gee, I haven't talked to Bill Taylor in a while, so I'll give Bill Taylor a call. And the call is nice to have and it's refreshing to do that. Bill asked me about, he said, did I create all these slides, these PowerPoint slides? Well, I just downloaded Windows 11 and up the latest PowerPoint. And what one of the options in the PowerPoint is I create a slide, just words. Someone's riding in a tuk-tuk with their computer on.
I think I got it muted, Peter.
Good. Okay. So one of the options is in PowerPoint, I just click on design ideas and it gives me 7 or 8 options for each of the slides I put together. So I could not create a slide like this by myself, but fortunately, Microsoft has given me some neat new options to make the PowerPoints look more attractive. And next page, Bill. So a question for you to answer silently, maybe write it down. What do you do to keep yourself strong? And I'll just stop for 30 seconds and let you think about it and write a few things down. And don't put your notes away, because when I finish this presentation and we get into questions and answers, I'm going to ask you, what are some of the things you do to keep yourself strong? So we will come back to this one. Bill? And then here's a question I'd like you to answer. And we won't ask you to talk about this later on in the program unless you want to. What are 2 things you plan to do to help keep yourself strong as we are moving into 2022? So take a 1 minute to answer this question. Okay, now that you've answered that question, Bill, we can open up the meeting for conversation, questions, and answers.
Well, Peter, that was a lot to think about. And I'm sure that you've got some brains working as a result of that. So this is the time when we open it up for conversation. You're free to ask Peter questions. You're free to respond to a couple of Peter's questions about what are you going to do to take care of yourself. The floor is open. You can either raise your hand symbolically, or for those of you who have your camera on, raise your hand and I'll pay attention to who would like to speak.
But how about the question asked, what do you do to keep yourself strong? Who'd like to share with us what you're doing for yourself? I see so Paul wants to say something.
Okay, I could start. I would say regular exercise. If I could do regular exercise, it keep me a bit energetic and keep up on doing.
That's great. Thanks, Paul. And we need at least 5 people to answer this question before we can go any forward.
For me, when I'm thinking about the impact of my work, so when I feel down or something, I think about the impact that I have the community, I have the people a lot, so I feel good about my work or something. And also, playing sport when I feel stressed, so I like playing volleyball with my friend or something. Yeah. Thank you.
Those are great ideas. Thank you. I see Tammy chomping at the bit to say something.
And she has a story because she went camping. You'll need to unmute yourself, Tammy.
I need to turn off the TV and get some sleep at night. But yeah, what I felt like I really needed and the family needed was just to get out into nature. It sounds really cheesy, but that's really the only thing that recharges me when I'm in a big slump. And the last 2 years has been really hard. So we did a mad camping adventure. We chased waterfalls. We chased dolphins. We trekked with elephants. And it's not something that everybody can do, or it's not something that we can do often because there's costs obviously involved. But it was just great to get out into nature and get away from Wi-Fi.
That sounds great. And no cell phones.
No, they didn't work. I wanted them
that's,
to.
That's wonderful.
We have Lita and a Dom raising hand.
I like to also share something I should do, or you know, I wish to do when to keep myself strong.
Please.
You know, maybe as everyone, you know, we all working in the NGO,
you're frozen.
Most of the work we have to deal community grow or teach. Sorry,
you were frozen there for a moment. So carry on. You're live again.
Yeah. You know, one thing is to go for on vacation, you know, to a quiet place, something like you can. You hear like wings, like a beaches, or you know, you do camping, and the other one is, you know, like picnic with.
Unfortunately, Odom, you
family
and try to stay away from it. I like to do it. Yeah.
I appreciate your comments. Unfortunately, your signal is weak and you've been coming in and out. Lita has your hand up.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, thank you. You could type it on. I would like to share something that make me strong. Same as Tammy, I want to sleep more. So after wake up, will be more stronger. And secondly, I need someone who motivated. When I can say when I'm sad or unhappy, I need to talk to someone. I don't want to keep dosing in my my body. So it will be make me more weaker and weaker. So when I talk more, it will be stronger. And the last one, speaking to someone who are joking, who are really funny, so also make myself strong. Yes.
It's so important to have someone that we can share ideas with.
And, yes, yeah.
And, and you're doing that. That's a great idea. Bill, what do you do?
I get out and I walk long distance, and I'll get out and walk for an hour, hour and a half, and that tends to clear my head. The other thing I do, and you reminded me of it when you were talking about religious retreats and taking something like that, I need to go to San Francisco, which is about a 15-hour drive. I need to go to San Francisco a couple times a year. And instead of flying, which only takes an hour and a half, I drive. And it takes a day and a quarter for me to make that drive. But that's great, quiet, personal, away time. And I always come back with my battery charged when I make that trip.
Yes, and you're driving 130 kilometers an hour while you're doing that too, which makes it fun.
Yeah, of course. We have good roads.
Yes, yes. Okay. Would anyone else like to share?
Yeah. Thank you so much, Vita, for your sharing today. Yeah, it's very important. For me, I would like to share some point that make myself strong. Yeah. When I have stress, I always call to my parent, yeah, to talk about that. Because when I speak with my parent, it make me happy. Yes, and I prepare in my room, yeah, like that Peter said, that we move the desk, we move and the everything in the different place. When I work like that, it make me forgot and some stress. Yes, and as Peter support said, I try to do the exercise for my recovery. I do exercise 3 times per week, but when I have stress, I do it more than that. Yes, yeah. Because when we do the exercise, that we did not focus anything. Yeah. Only the our movement. Yes, because that when I have stress, I cannot sleep. Because I sing a lot. Yeah. Yes.
So, and when you can't sleep, it makes it even more stressful.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So that for me, that made me just stress a little bit. when I'm stressful, and can't sleep more than a little bit stressed. Like that, Tita.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Yes.
I'm looking at the comments, Peter, and... Makara, who is being very quiet in here, but Makara works with Tammy at ABCs and Rice, and he says he does two things. He plays soccer, and he offers gifts to monks.
That's great. That's great.
And Jaywalk, Dane says, to keep myself strong, I usually give myself a break from work, a good sleep, good foods, and travel to places, mostly mountains, that could refresh my mind.
I like that.
Yeah, that's very... And Catherine says, I like to take time for myself, pick a really good movie when I want to stay inside or go for a long walk by myself. You bet. You bet. How about a long airplane ride, Catherine?
3 movies.
Yes. 2 days of meditation time right there.
Yes.
Well, Peter and I have a similar situation. It's long airplane rides for us when we come to see you and travel back home. I find that very good personal time. It's good recharging the battery time and just think about whatever we think about. And Pepe Zoom 3. Who's Zoom 3, Pepe? Does that have a name?
It was me, Samnang. It was me, Samnang, from Pepe.
Oh, Samnang. Oh, good.
I changed because it was a bad connection, so I changed to my phone.
Yeah, that's okay. It says, you said, I spend time with my 2 sons and eat together and have fun time together.
That's family time.
Similar to what Lita was saying, is find somebody that makes you laugh. Find somebody that's fun. To keep myself strong, I like to journal. Write about everything, anything I'm feeling and thinking to help me process my emotions. Oh, and another comment from Jaywalk. I do yoga and biking most days for my body and mind. I also draw pictures to open up my creativity to the fullest.
Bill, is there some way we can take those comments and add a page to our PowerPoint?
I will see. I think before I close the Zoom meeting, I can save the chat comments.
Wonderful. That's great. So we can share them with everybody. Yeah. Thank you.
JB says, come to Kulin.
There's camping options now. There's camping options for people who want to come to Kulin. So if you want to refresh your mind, that's a nice way to do it. But yeah, since I was talking, I was struggling with some kind of overload of work, and I'm not a very good example, but I think at one point, forcing yourself not to work and to get away from the computer is absolutely necessary.
Yes.
Otherwise, you get burned out. So I didn't do it for years. I worked way too much, no weekends and so on. But I'm really happy to have weekends now because it recharges yourself, and otherwise you can't last very long, so I'm really stressing that. And nature, absolutely, nature is, for me, it's necessary. And going back to the field with the team, listening to what they say, being an observer and recharge your battery by getting the feedback from whatever says the team is also very, very good for me.
Great. Those are all great ideas.
And so Paul put a note in here and said, go camping on Kulin. And then Tammy chimes in and says, take me with you.
Yeah, we can do that. We can organize that. Easy.
And so Paul suggests going to a spa. That's very much what I like to do. Go get a foot massage. Oh, Shiv from Grace House says, eat healthy foods, do regular exercise, and positive thinking. Peter, you're a great believer in the importance of positive thinking, I know.
Yes. But it's like we're riding a motorcycle. Whatever you're looking at, that's where you're going to go. And if you're heading towards a big rock and you look at the big rock, you're going to hit it. Well, with positive thinking, whatever my thoughts are, I'm heading in that direction. And if I'm having bad thoughts, I'm going to go in the wrong direction. Yeah, positive thinking makes a big difference.
Yeah, I like to look at just to the right of that big rock, Peter.
Yes.
Then I miss it.
Yes, you do.
Odom, who we were having trouble with Odom's connection earlier, but he said, the two things I would do to keep myself strong, one, I would go to the vacation to feel the fresh air at the beach, and then go on a picnic with family and friends. I thought he was trying to say picnic. Losing him.
Wonderful.
Lita said two things that she plans to do to keep herself strong, learning and focusing. Say a little more about focusing, Lita.
Yes, I'm focused on the plan that I already planned, something like daily plan or weekly plan. So I have to focus that without imagine something else that cannot happen.
Yeah, very good.
That makes me think of the difference between being proactive and reactive. When I'm reactive, I'm just taking things as they're coming to me and responding to them, but I'm not really in control. When I'm proactive, I'm trying to be in control of my life, of what I'm doing, and not just responding to things. So I agree.
Well, I've worked my way through the chat, Peter. That's
okay.
Everything that if fed back. I've never captured a chat column on Zoom before, but there must be a way I can do that.
Wonderful.
If anybody knows, you can tell me now. Otherwise, I will see if I can figure it out.
There's, Bill, there's an option. If you click on the bottom right button, there is three dots, and it's mentioned saves chat. So I guess it's worth doing.
Looking for that. I don't see it. It's...
In the box just above the send box or whatever you call it, where you should type when you have a message.
Mm-hmm.
Write a message. There's the name of the group, and then you can add a smiley. And right next to it, there is save chat option.
Okay, I'm.
Bill, I can do that and then share to you later.
Perfect. Mm.
Save chat.
Okay,
you got that. Just saved it. But you do it. Why don't you do it also, so Paul, just to be sure. But JB, thank you. That was exactly what I needed to find.
Good. Okay.
No problem.
So thank you for your attention. I enjoyed making the presentation. And Bill, you've got the meeting now.
Well, Peter, thank you again. I'm going to stop the recording in just a moment. But thank you again. I know it... takes time and energy out of your busy schedule to put a presentation like that together. It was in response to one of the issues that this group has brought up recently. So we're very appreciative, and big applause for Peter.
Thank you, Peter.
Thanks.